Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab is our guest. Dr. Riley, if I have a disc injury, what should I do about that, or what should I not do?
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on. Disc injuries are one of the most common problems that we see in our clinic. And the quick anatomy lesson, the disc is the spongy structure that's positioned in your spine between two of your bones, the vertebra. And it serves as kind of a shock absorption, provides space, allows the spine to function properly. Sadly, over time with injury, different kinds of conditions may occur, and we might develop disc bulges, disc herniations, protrusions, degenerative disc disease when those spaces start to narrow and so forth. So a common question that we get a lot is, you know, what should I be doing? What should I not be doing? Well, one of the most common things that contributes to, when I say acute, that means like a quick onset type injury. You know, the opposite of that would maybe something that occurs over time, more degenerative or cumulative. But it typically occurs from, you know, some type of bending and twisting and lifting a heavy load. And very dangerous when we get in a flexed or bent posture to pick something up and we're twisting. It's that rotational force and that compressive load on that disc that a lot of times, or it can result in some type of disc injury, a herniation, or a bulge. And then we develop problems. You know, we've talked about sciatica, pain down the back of the leg, and so forth. So what I would tell you first off is that if you don't have a disc injury, you need to be very aware of the way that you're bending, lifting, and picking things up. We like to teach our patients to hinge from the hips and not flex from the spine. And what that means, if you can kind of visualize that, if you were to keep your low back neutral, if you were to put your hand in the small of your back, and then you were start to, you know, flex or hinge at your hips, we don't want that, the small of your back, to change, okay? We want that to stay very neutral. And so the more neutral you can stay, the more protected your spine is going to be, because what happens is when we go into a flexed position, we're going to increase the load on those vertebra, in the disc, and a lot of the structures in the low back that can set us up for injury. So that's the first thing, and I would say be very, very careful with the way you bend, pick things up, get down close to the ground, try to use your large muscles, your legs and so forth, your glutes, and drive from your heels and come up.
Do disc injuries ever heal on their own, or do they need to be treated?
Well, it depends. I mean, everyone's a different animal, we like to say in here. I mean, some disc injuries, we see some pretty severe injuries that were surgical recommendations that, you know, we've been able to do some things to resolve them on their own. Other times, sadly, you know, surgical interventions required to fix those things. What I would, on that note, if you suspect that you have a disc injury, get in and see someone and get it checked out, whether it's your primary care physician, a chiropractor, physical therapist, an orthopedist, or a neurosurgeon, whomever, you know, to maybe get some imaging and MRI to determine the severity of the disc. Because that is a really good question. You know, once we know the severity, we're going to probably give you some very specific structures or instructions on what to do and what not to do. You know, I spoke about this in previous segments about interrupting your sitting. Another very important thing, if we have a little bit of a disc injury, okay, there's obviously a compressive load. There's maybe some inflammation. Some things are swollen. There's an inflammatory response. Long periods of sitting is not good for that. Okay, so something as simple as getting up every 10 to 15 minutes and moving around can really, really help you, because that's a common complaint. You know, we'll ask a lot of patients, you know, that we suspect a disc injury, do you hurt when you sit? And they say yes. And so we want to, hey, get up, move around. Be very careful, too, when you're transitioning. And when I talk about transitioning sitting to standing, when you're lying down to sitting up, you know, we always recommend that you try to keep that neutral spine. Get your bottom, you know, scooted forward towards the front of the chair. Stay stable up top and drive from the heels and come up. When you're lying down on your back, roll over on the side, bring your knees up to your chest and kind of sit up from your side. We want to avoid any kind of like loaded flexion from a sitting position. That'll also reduce some of the irritation. And then, you know, exercise-wise, we always are going to recommend getting in to see someone to get a supervised, controlled exercise program that's specific to your needs. I will tell you, avoid sit-ups. I mean, it's not a good exercise. It's just not a good It's not a good exercise for any type of back conditions. I mean, there's a lot of different types of core exercises, low back exercises that you can do and that we can give someone that's going to reduce the load or prevent the risk of injury or enhancing or making the problem even worse. So I think those are some things that one needs to pay attention to. you know, if you take anything from this, it would be, you know, be very careful with the way you move forward, bending forward into flexion.
I guess it's all common sense, but not so common for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple, and it's the most common complaint we get. How did you injure yourself? I was putting my shoes and socks on first thing in the morning. Their back wasn't warmed up. They went in. They just flexed from the spine, bent over, and you can create some problems. And typically, Rick, what's going to be the precursor to that is they might have had some postural abnormalities. They've been tough on their back, and it's just that one incident that will typically set it off.
Dr. Riley, thank you.
Great. Thank you, Rick.
Sean Riley has been our guest from Tulsa Spine and Rehab.